To Capitol Hill now on a story about the challenges for this nation's veterans. Judging from recent machinations in Congress, it's easier to protect for-profit colleges who are generous with their campaign donations than it may be to protect this nation's veterans from being preyed upon by schools anxious to get their hands on GI Bill education benefits intended for men and women who have served this country. Aaron Glanz joins us. He's a reporter for the Center for Investigative Reporting. Aaron, welcome back.
It's good to be with you.
So you gave us the story of, institutions that have really benefited from federal benefits. Where has this story gone from here?
Well, we found that there was more than $600 million in GI Bill money just in California that was meant to educate Iraq and Afghanistan veterans, but was instead going to for-profit schools that were providing a substandard education. Nearly 300 schools, everyone from unaccredited massage parlors, horseshoe academies, sexology schools, up to big corporate behemoths like the University of Phoenix, which had gotten nearly $1 billion in GI Bill funds, but graduated at its San Diego campus a fewer than 15% of its students. So on Capitol Hill, two Southern California representatives, Susan Davis, Mark Takano, introduced an amendment to a higher education bill earlier this month to try to solve this problem. Here's Representative Takano putting it forward.
Our amendment would help protect our veterans and active duty service members from for-profit colleges who use overly aggressive and deceptive recruiting and advertising practices to market to these brave men and women for the sole purpose of taking their GI Bill and tuition assistance benefits and putting it in their pocket.
That's California Representative Mark Takano. And basically, the bill would put a cap on how much federal money you could get if you were an individual institution. That's part of the bill here.
Yeah, well, that already exists for other financial aid programs, but there's a big loophole for the GI Bill. So these Congress people are saying, hey, there has to be somebody willing to pay you tuition if you're a real educational institution. You can't have a school like the University of Phoenix, which gets 83% of its money from federal financial aid programs, and then on top of it gets $1 billion in GI Bill funds, and then on top of that gets money from the Defense Department. Now, when Representative Takano and Davis introduced this bill, it died almost immediately. Representative John Klein, a Republican from Minnesota, whose biggest campaign contributor is the Apollo Group, which is the parent company of the University of Phoenix. He ruled it out of order. He said it wasn't germane to the issue of financial aid. He would not allow additional discussion on this. But before the ruling was finalized, he did make a comment saying that he opposed it also on its merits.
Unfortunately, this amendment would restrict access to a host of educational opportunities, and many of those harmed would be our nation's veterans. Veterans are men and women who put their lives on the line in the service of our country. They earn this benefit, and they should be allowed to utilize this benefit in an institution that best suits their personal and financial needs.
Does this effectively kill it, and have you received any response from Representative Klein?
This does effectively kill it. It cannot move forward anymore. The amendment is dead. I asked Representative Klein's office if the campaign contributions, $48,000 since he became chairman of this committee in 2011 from the Apollo Group, his largest contributor, if that had anything to do with his decision to kill the measure. And they said no. He's always favored what his spokesman called a diverse higher education system.
And what do the institutions that are inclined to be affected by this say about what a bill like this would do for them, restrict their access? What's their position on this?
I mean, their position has been that the 90-10 rule, that's the jargon for this, is basically not a good idea, that it has nothing to do with the quality of education they provide. Of course, we in our investigation found that many of these schools do provide a substandard education if you look at the criteria set forward by the state of California, which is that very few of their students are graduating and a high proportion of them cannot pay back their student loans. And many of these schools are the leading recipients of federal dollars meant to educate veterans returning home from Iraq and Afghanistan.
No legislative remedy in sight for this one. Aaron Glanz is a reporter for the Center for Investigative Reporting. Thanks so much, Aaron.
Oh, my pleasure.
Hey, Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.